Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm live on Blog Talk. Let's go all the way through. Hi, Elder Ramar, you there?
Shalom.
Don't worry about it. Hey, what's going on, my brother? Yeah?
Loving the broadcast. Loving it. It's on fire tonight.
Oh, hey, man, there's a lot going on, but yeah. What's going on? You tell me, what's going on? Anything you'd like to say before I go down the line here?
I mean, man, I don't know where to begin. I would just say, man, you talk about the predictive programming. One thing I would say, I know you probably talked about this before, but there's a movie that really kind of shows this called The Cell. It has Samuel Jackson in it, but that movie kind of shows the 5G zombie, you know, apocalypse and what happens when they turn the 5G towers on.
The Cell. You know what I showed? Elder Yarok showed me the trailer on that, and it blew me away because The Cell is also showing the zombie zone where people are being controlled. This is controlled chaos. It's not just people going off. They're being controlled for a specific purpose that they're participating in. It's controlled chaos. And it shows planes falling down on the ground and all that and crashing. And American Airlines, they announced that a few of the pilots who got the stuff up in them, five of them, guess where they are? They're in the spirit world right now. And, oh, no. Yeah. But they said that it's a coincidence. There's no ties between them. They said they did get the stuff. But there's no ties. Mm. Yeah.
It's called Cell, not the Cell.
It's called Cell. C-E-L-L. C-E-L-L.
Oh, yeah,
it's called Cell. Okay. Mm. But, yeah, it's called Cell. I got to see that. But, yeah, they're in the spirit world because they made this choice. And American Airlines and others are saying, well, it's just a coincidence that they're gone. So I'll leave that there. So imagine, you know, I don't even want to imagine. Anything else you have to say?
Oh, no, just that movie. You get a chance, definitely check it out. It's gonna blow you away.
I'm going to check it out. But first of all, we're going to bring in Sunshine. All right. Here goes Sunshine. Cut loose. Take that deep breath. Let's go.
Hello?
Yeah, what's
Hello?
Happening?
Hi. Hi, fellow. Hi, Elder, fellow love.
Bless you. Talk to me. Come on. Come on. People are waiting now.
Okay.
You got to cut loose. You got to let it happen.
Okay. Okay, elders. Okay. Okay. Elders, praise the Most High for this truth because we are seeing prophecy unfold right before our eyes. We are living this prophecy. And we had no idea how this prophecy of separating ourselves would unfold, but through this campaign, we are peeling back the layers. And the predictive programming they have, you know, with using the zombies and apocalypse really does show their plan was in place for a long time. And since they have targeted our elders and the adults and the teenagers and now going to the school-age children, we can now also see where the scripture says that he would cause both small and great to receive the mark in the right hand or forehead. And we can also see a reason why the word says that the gray-haired and the maids and the children would be utterly slain, according to the word. So if these are of the populations of people, small or great, controlled or magnetized against their will, like the sentinels and the matrix like you were talking about, that seek to destroy the believers and followers in Christ, they would be against those who the world calls fanatics based on the Illuminati cards and the media and would liken believers to what they do in code words, extremists, and prepare the world who chose the government over God to attack us in many ways, you know, described. And when those of us of our own households, they look upon us, those people who did take it within our households or around us, our extended family, their thoughts thoughts are now sealed in the night by Satan because we did not take the juice. They'll look upon us as like in loathing, you know, because they could see the light of Christ shining through those who didn't take it. And the friends and family will not be able to control themselves in many ways. You know, at night the door would be open, you know, like you were talking about portals, and we wouldn't know, they wouldn't know what thoughts they're receiving. And not only would they be tormented by the demons and spirits that are trying to trick us normally in the corruptible shells that we're in, but they're also with more demons that have entered in, maybe seven or more, you know, and they're unable to shake or get rid of these. So it is as if, well, like these people.
That's all. Yeah, you know, I know you got it written down. You got a process, right? But let me just ask you one thing before I go to the next call, because I have to.
Okay.
What is it that you did for yourself?
Elder.
Then listen. Yes. What did you do to break the satanic mind control that was on you? Because we were all shaped in iniquity.
Oh yeah.
We all once walked after the course and darkness of this world. So how were you able to break your satanic mind control?
Oh, Elder. Oh yes, Elder. I'm always thinking about, you know, the scripture where it says that if you choose of others over Christ, then you're not worthy of Him. And so if you choose like fair, you know, choosing God, government over God, and all of the money and everything and the other masters, then you're already separating yourself from that. And so for us in our home, by grace of the Most High, you know, having open eyes wide and not shut regardless of like the media drivel. Oh yeah, okay. By saying we are praying daily as a family, you know, and you're doing it without ceasing. We're staying in the Word and staying, you know, in that right and cheerful spirit regardless of what's going on, watching the terrain, you know, and looking at food and, you know, seeds and things like that, and preparing and watching the real news with GOCC, and limiting, you know, like the fake or the mainstream media. So we sit in thankfulness, you know, and gratefulness to the Most High for this truth, because we were right there, and for Him to have shined a light upon, you know, us for the opportunity to endure to the end in this upside-down world. I'm just so Yadahaya. I'm just so
happy.
Go. I'm so grateful. Yadahaya.
We're grateful too. Oh, bless you.
Praise the
Most High. There goes sunshine. There goes sunshine. She always brings some joy. So I thought we can start off right there and hit it off. You know, that'll wake you up and get you ready to roll. Dolores, we're going to bring you in now. Dolores, you have a comment. Now, one thing she said in particular, Elder Lawyer, that was an important thing is we must be in full control of our faculties, especially into what we ingest and what we actually take in our bodies and what comes in our bodies when it comes to messages. Like right now, Satan, the hermaphrodite Satan, must be over the levers for every TV commercial right now. So somewhere the other people or the letter people have gotten full control over all commercials. So I made a stand. If I see any product pushing that, okay, any product, I don't care, because people can choose what they want to do, but you don't have to inundate the airways with it. I'm not buying any product that pushes it. That's just me. The other thing is, we need a traditional family month. We need a pride month for a traditional family, where we can all stand up and say, you know what? I'm proud to be a man who loves a woman. And I'm proud, have women stand up and say, I'm proud to be a woman who loves a man. Some real pride out there. Because I don't understand how they're now saying choosing a sexual partner is courage. It's confusing to me how you can be against traditional marriage, and that's courage. But courage don't comes in when a man and a woman sticks with the Most High and have pride in traditional family. Where is the pushback there? So when I see, they'll show a beautiful woman or show a guy, and then they'll sneak in for a couple of seconds, some weird cat, some weird ugly cat with a wig on and makeup. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking it no more. Traditional Family Month. 401.
Hey, Shalom. Shalom, Elder. I'm doing okay. The question that you had, I wanted to do the comment. You said, what did we do before the coronavirus to help ourselves? And one thing that I did for myself and my family, getting a little emotional, was link up with the body in Columbus, Ohio. The body in Columbus, Ohio. They are some of the greatest people you ever want to meet. I was going through some rough times, me and my family, and the love that they gave me and showed my family, even to this day. And I know why the Most High sent me there, because I was with you in 2012, and I left, not intentionally, but I linked up with some people I thought was you guys, but they weren't. And I just stayed with them because they were nice, and I finally moved to Columbus, and I met Columbus. I asked the Most High, why am I here in Columbus? I couldn't understand why I was there. But then I know now was to meet the body, and what they have done for me and my son. They show so much love. My son has so much zeal. Deacon Gabar is mentoring him. He's studying to be an officer. And just the love that those people have up there, the zeal and the love is real. And that's what I did, you know, linking up with the body is the most important thing,
sister,
I did.
I'm glad to have you. You know, I'm glad this has impacted you to the point of over-emotion. Sister, I'm glad you found your way back. But I have to ask, how can you get with some people and think it was us?
Because it used to be y'all. There used to be the brother used to be a deacon in the church, and I thought that he was. And Elder Gabar saw me to link up with these people in Boston at one of the feast days, and I thought it was you guys. I'm there celebrating, having a good time, and then I found out they weren't. They had left the church about a week ago, but they were so nice to us that we just wound up staying, which was the worst thing we did. We stayed with them for like 2 years, and
what,
you know,
happened?
That was the worst thing we did.
After 2 years, what happened? This is the first time hearing of this story.
After two years, we went through a lot. I mean, we went through a lot with, you know, my daughter, you know, being, you know, molested with one of the brothers, and it was just a whole mess. It was a mess.
What? Did you get the cops involved?
I didn't get the cops involved. I got DCYF involved, and they got involved with it. The cops, and the so-called deacon didn't really, you know, did much. You know, women attacked my daughter at the Passover. It was because we thought with these people that we thought was you guys.
Let me go back, because I don't know. It's like this. We be telling people that many have come in and crept in unawares. You got all types of freaks and crazy people that'll come up and they'll put on white and say they're the gathering of Christ Church. And I warn people over and over again, because they'll put up the facade initially. And then back door, what they'll be doing is they'll be sliding and taking jabs at the elders so that they can really, a lot of these people are satanic nut jobs. So I'm being straight out, because what they'll do is they'll come around and they'll act as if they're with us, and they'll put on some white stuff, and we ain't do nothing against these people. Then they say they're with the church, and they'll make a sideways name and try to get people under them, and then stuff like this. Sister, I'm sorry what happened to your family. I'm glad you found your way back. But I'm telling you, when we tell people, stay away, verify with us first. This is the World Wide Web. Anybody can wrap something around their head and put a white shirt on. Just because they went in the congregation, it tell you in the Bible, many, it says they went out because they were never of us. Because if they were of us, they would have surely remained. We have people come amongst congregations. We don't know what they're coming for, but we accept them nonetheless because we assume they're God's people. So I'm sorry, because I hear a lot of stories like this, and I hear other stories like people say they was a Gathering Christ Church. No, they weren't. But I'm glad you made your way back.
Just wanted to shout out to Columbus. Those are some really great, great people. They got the zeal for the Most High. They got the love. The Bible says you'll know them by the love they have for one another. They displayed my family so much love. They took four of us in their homes. They fed us.
Praise
they
the
were
Most
just
High.
Awesome.
And well, that's what it's about.
Not just one of them, the whole congregation out there, all of them are wonderful people.
Yeah. And sister, I'm going to place you on hold, but I don't want to make this a whole show, but how many times I say there's people out there in other countries claiming they want to put our name in the channel, GOCC this and GO, because without our name, they wouldn't get any traction. Verify first. Or they'll sideways put the Gathering in there, and then they'll be sitting there. Folks, I don't even know these people, half these folks. You understand? And I even said, I even prayed for the sister that's over there in Jordan somewhere. I prayed for her. I hope she's okay. I hope that she do fine. I really do, genuinely. But I told people, she's never had anything to do with this church. Never. And when people go out and do all these things, really, initially, it's because, unfortunately, I'm not saying it's you, sister, but it's something in your heart. This is what some people go out because this is what they want to do. And they'll go out without guidance, and now we have to hear all of these crazy stories that could have been avoided. And that's all I'm saying. Take heed. If somebody out there claiming to be us, verify with the elders first so that we can say right out, we don't know this person. Or let you know what happened to why they're someplace else. And then, if you want to be with them, this is a free world. It's your choice. Okay? Uh, 904 area code, Angie.
Hello. Shalom.
How you doing, Angie?
Shalom.
Talk to you.
Well, I have a comment. My daughter...
Angie, I hear myself playing in the background. Is there some type of... Turn off anything in the background, please.
Okay, we're turning the TV off now.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Okay. My daughter, she introduced me to you guys in 2016. She was watching since 2009. So my comment, 2015, I'm sorry. And she's right here with me. And we've been waiting so long to talk to you guys, but I'll make it brief. What we did during the pandemic was, after watching the news for a while, we just had in our gut that something's not right about all this. So we started just turning off the TV and listening to you guys and listening to the truth, because in my heart I knew something was just not right with all of this. It just didn't seem right to me. It didn't sit right in my heart. And my daughter and I just kept listening to you guys and just holding on to the faith and not being afraid. And when I went out, it's just something not right about all this. So in order for us to keep our heads, we said, look, we're not listening to anyone else, not anyone in our family, not the news, anything, but you guys and the Most High. So that's
praise
just my comment. And
but the question is, people want to know the other side. By doing so, how did it turn out for you? Is what people would like to know. listening and turning off the outside noise,
mm-hmm.
you being navigated through all that chaos, Mm-hmm. What is your testimony? What did it do for you listening to a constant voice that said, trust the Most High, opposed to the others who didn't have that? I need that answer.
We had inner peace. We didn't worry. We weren't anxious. My daughter and I prayed together. We prayed for our family. We prayed for everyone. We also prayed for you guys because we said, without you, we don't know. And the Most High, we didn't know how we were going to get through this because this is something that never happened before. It came out of the blue, you know, and everyone around us was scared, but we knew something wasn't right. And we said, okay, GOCC is the way. We're listening to the Most High and the truth. And we did that, and we had total peace. No worries.
And see, these are testimonies. Because sisters, I'm gonna talk about this, how the media try to demonize those who understand they're Israel and yet follow Christ, and how they even try to do that in that hit piece on that brother who was forced to eat pepperoni. Very, very, very rare do you hear stories of sisters where they would promote stories like this, where sisters are outright saying that they live by the, you know, the experiences, the positive experiences, you know, they have had since understanding they were Israelites amongst those who know they're Israelites. And that's why I like to highlight that, because it's always negative out there. They try to say there's misogyny, there's this, there's that, multiple women, as if people aren't dealing with all of those vices and all those evil things that are going on when it comes to passing people around in the world. They'll make sisters believe that if you find you an Israelite, you're going to be in a dungeon somewhere. But go.
Right.
All
oh,
right.
And also, Elder, I just want to say we are in the academy. I love the academy. My daughter and I have been in there. We've been in there since like four academies.
Thank you.
And we're
Thank
supporting you.
You
guys. And whatever you you guys need, we're there. We're there for you.
Thank you, Angie. There she go. Praise the Most High.
All praise to the Most High. Thank you. Oh, and I want to say one more thing. I love Sunshine. She brightens my day. She is just wonderful. I love her. She's always on point.
She's positive. She's always positive. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Bless you.
Okay. All praise. Bye-bye.
All praises. Amen. This is good to hear. This is good to hear. 832 area code, July. Oh, they got kids, anything going on back there. Brittany has a question, 919 area code. Shalom. Shalom, Brittany, you have a question. You're live, Brittany, 919. Okay, there goes Brittany. I'll come back to you, Brittany. She probably walked away. Brittany, hit one if you want to come back in. If you hear this over the broadcast and had a question, and you probably left, you know, your computer or your phone or whatever, if you hear me live on the broadcast, say, Brittany, hit the one in the queue so the question mark will come up, and I'll come back to you. Jeff has a comment. Matter of fact, Brittany, you're live, Brittany. Okay, Jeff has a comment. Shalom. Shalom, John, you're live.
Oh, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you, John. You're live.
Okay, hold on. I'm on the lawnmower. I got to hop off here. All right. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're live. How you
okay,
doing?
Yeah, I just wanted to – I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Blessed.
Good. I just wanted to say you're spot on about a lot of these cards. I've had a full deck for a long time, and I just wanted to show another one to you guys that probably slipped by the radar. if you can pull this one up, it's called Harmonica Virgins.
Harmonica's Virgins. What is that about?
That's in the Illuminati cards that you're talking about.
Okay, what is it about in particular?
Well, it just basically shows the entire blueprint of how they were going to take your sisters or your women and turn them out for the LGBT, and that's how they're going to control you guys.
Whoa. When you say control you guys, are you black?
No, I'm a Gentile.
Okay, that's fine. You say control you guys. Hey, if you in Christ, hey, we together, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to look at that card and check that out. You have anything else, John?
Yeah, I want to say just one more thing on the tune of the broadcast here. What are you doing to, I guess, avoid the beast system here? And I think that one of the most important things I think you can do is start exercising, no matter what your level is or where you're at in age or health, because it's amazing when you start exercising how quickly it'll clear your mind and then also bring you closer to the Most High. So.
Hey, brother, you know what? It's deep. You must be in the spirit, because guess what I was doing today? I'm getting it in now. My sit-ups, everything. I got a trainer here with me. We're in the pool, trying to do certain things, exercises in the pool. So, yeah, thank you, brother. You're right on point. It's time to get our bodies together, because we're going to have some zombies coming. And, you know, all I got to do is left, right, hook, uppercut. And if you got to use constitutional pellets, it's all good.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right, bless you.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, my man John. Let me give it up for John, too. As a lawyer, I need you to get 2 Timothy 3:1 real quick, because since he brought that out, someone left a message, and I'm sure they're in the call right now, and I tried to get a few people in. But I'm going to answer to this question, right? And I'm glad sisters are coming on here, right? I'm glad sisters are coming on here and speaking to how men standing up at the watchtower as strong men of the Most High to help men, women, and children, that this is not a misogynistic type of movement, okay? This is about truth. I'm going to read this comment that was around 19 hours ago on the site. It says, and I'm not going to put the person name out here, but I'm going to read the comment. How can everything be the woman's fault? When have we ever said everything was the woman's fault? That's number one. And I'm saying that in context with the guy coming out about the card about women. It says, how can everything be the woman's fault? No disrespect intended. But if men stood up for something, I'm certain the woman would show up and do their part. Now, you're putting the comment in a place where men are standing up, or you wouldn't be able to comment there. That's number one, right? But I'm going to show y'all something. I'm certain that women would show up and do their part. Now, I'm going to challenge that in a moment. Give us something to get behind. The place you're commenting, join the church. Maybe we are waiting on the man to man up. How long have we heard that? I'm going to challenge that. It takes at least two. Yes, it does take two. It takes one to operate in their position, and it takes number two to operate in her position. Where is the balance? I'm going to bring the balance right now. The Most High hates a faulty weight. Now, that sounds as if I'm being unbalanced, right? I'm going to show you how balanced I am. I need that same woman and every woman who comes with that, okay, to make a comment on my page every time I talk about the feminization of man and how the homosexual scenario has ill affected our communities. Those are men I'm talking about. And I don't see no woman coming in defense for them. Why? Because it's okay to talk about men. That's why. If I talk about men, you'll be, that's right, that's right, that's right. And I do it over and over again, but it doesn't come with a defense at all. When in some cases, you could make a case where they should get a defense. But they're men. And I'm going to say this right now. Don't come to me. We have to now do something about our young daughters who are twerking in public with no shame, our young daughters who are standing up to 6 feet men trying to fight them in public, making a world star with no shame. We have to talk to them who will twerk publicly on chest fans and all those things, demoralizing who we are as not just God's people, but the daughters of Zion. And if I talk about that, it's not me being unbalanced. It's out there and they're tipping the scales, not me. If it wasn't out there, there'd be nothing to talk about. So I wanted to put that out there because that's craft. Craft works in many ways. Victimization and guilt is a way to deflect. That's a craft. Now, let me bring the balance. Go to 2 Timothy's, Elder Lawyer. Let the Most High bring the balance of why I say what I say. 2 Timothy 3 and 1, read it.
2 Timothy 3, verse 1.
Read it.
Hold up.
1 Timothy 2 and 13.
1 Timothy 2, verse 13.
1 Timothy 2 and 13. Read it.
For Adam was first formed.
Adam was first formed.
Then Eve.
Then who?
Then Eve.
Then who?
Then Eve.
It does take two. But you must understand Adam was what?
Adam was first formed. Then Eve.
Come on.
And Adam was not deceived.
Read it again.
And Adam was not deceived.
But what?
But the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. So if you have a protected class that is destructive and no one can say anything within a community, we must bring these scriptures out to bring balance. Because there's some people out there who don't mind allowing women, our sisters, being portrayed on YouTube twerking like that, when if I say the truth concerning the Bible, I'm in fear of the whole channel being erased. But there's someone out there that's saying it's okay for sisters to show their behind, to minimize who God said you are. So you have to understand, as a teacher, it tell you according to the Bible, it was the woman in transgression. And because of that, she must be checked. Mm-hmm. What you got there? Huh? Yeah. The water. That's what it is. Now finish reading. No, I get it later. Read it.
Notwithstanding, she shall be saved.
Notwithstanding, she shall be saved. How?
In childbearing.
In childbearing.
if they continue in faith and charity and holiness.
Because a woman has power to bring forth children. She shall be saved in childbearing. So now she's operating first, choosing a man that's worthy of her so that she can't, on the other end, claim that the men are weak. Because if he's weak, then that comes into question, why didn't you choose a strong man? That's not our fault. We're supposed to wait and be patient, that the Most High bring equally yoked people together that we don't need to complain about. Okay? So that's why I'm reading this Bible. And every time I talk about the feminization of men, the weakness of men, and how men need to get themselves together, and they're doing it in the church. I showed an elder today, a bishop today. I showed people who are men that are standing up for the Most High. They're out there. But those type of men, what? A woman has to actually work to actually deserve one of those types of men. Okay? So I'm putting it out there, not that I'm attacking. Nah. The same way a man has to work to get to a point where he's honored and respected, a woman has to work and be that woman of the Most High with virtue to deserve him. So I wanted to put that out there.
Yes, sir. If I can add to that real quick, men tend to accept that idea. Like, for example, when we go into the information pertaining to men and where men need to step up,
yeah,
you say men need to be better husbands. You know what men say? Yeah, you're right. We need to be better husbands. There is no, why are you attacking the men? Why are you only coming at the men? When you say men need to be better fathers, what do men say? Yes, you're right. We got to be better fathers. The men don't come out and say, well, why are you only attacking the men? The men tend to accept the criticism that comes towards men.
They do. You really hear brothers say, you know what? Don't mention what I'm doing. I'm paying it all down. But why just talk about the women? No, brothers be like, yeah, I am messed up. I did do this. I am doing that. So we're not dealing with that deflection on one, somebody coming on and putting a comment where there are men that are standing up. It doesn't make any sense. But the truth of the matter is there is a segment of our population that are incentivized to shame the rest. And no one is standing up saying, these women are destroying my image. But you will go to a man who's saying that, nah, God is going to judge this, and I'm going to point it out because why? It's unbridled, and no one can correct it without society and everything else coming against that person. So that lets us know where the fight begins. It usually begins in a place, an unprotected demographic that's destroying is where the fight should begin. Okay? Let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next call. And listen, Sunshine. Sunshine comes on here. We had a woman in tears who called tonight saying, a woman with her daughter who's saying, listen, I don't know what I would have done if I wasn't listening to the Gathering of Christ Church who navigated me. I wasn't stressed. I was able to go through this without fear. None of these people are complaining because you know why? Because they're not the example of what's shaming women. That's why. They don't feel offended when it's coming out because it's not hitting them. Because they're trying to do what's right. Okay? So, yes, we are allowed to talk about the ills of what's going on with women without talking about men. Because how me talking about men is going to fix a girl twerking online and what she's doing? What do a man have to do with that? And don't talk about, don't try to say if a man was in this position, they wouldn't be doing that. Okay? Because I've known people who have broken up their relationships to go out to do exactly that. All right, let's go. Jeff, you're live. All right, hey, Jeff on?
John.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, Elder. Shalom, Elder. How y'all doing?
I'm blessed by the best. Let's get back on track, but I had to deal with that real quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just wanted to, well, that video that you played earlier in the broadcast with the French guy speaking.
Yeah.
That was like the final piece to a puzzle that I was just trying to figure out. When he brought out that, when he said that the vaccines in the, well, back then, it would have been the future now, the vaccines would form crystals in the brain. They kind of like put things together for me. So in other words, one of the key ingredients in both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine is called polyethylene glycol.
Hey, brother, you have to make sure when you're talking, there's certain algorithms that the body come in and try to strike the page. So try to use, even if you say the name of their products, just call it the jab or something like that.
Okay.
All right?
Got you. My bad. Sorry
all right,
about that. One of the key ingredients for the jab is polyethylene glycol, which is antifreeze. Antifreeze does crystallize, okay?
Mm.
And it's extremely toxic, and it comes out in crystallized forms through people's urine when they're poisoned by it. Now, the other thing that you brought out about crystals, or what he brought out about crystals, and what you brought out through the scriptures about frequencies, crystals can change. Crystals can be used to manipulate people's thoughts through different frequencies.
So nasty.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It says that people use crystals to intensify their positive frequency with their thoughts. So if crystals can manipulate the thought process on the positive side, as they say, it can definitely manipulate the thought process on the negative side. So with that being said, one of the key ingredients that's in the juice, polyethylene glycol, which is toxic within itself, it can crystallize. So I mean, everything what you just brought out was like, wow. They really.
Hey,
don't.
Brother,
I just want to.
We're here, so you're just confirming the science. And now, brother, keep in mind that particular lecture that doctor did in '95. Was someone ripped that from VHS and put it, you know, they transferred it from VHS to put online. This thing was in circles amongst theologians who were looking out for what would be the signs that lead to the mark of the beast, even back then. And what blew me away, brother, was not just that. To come to find out, he said, listen, this is not an hypothesis here. This was already tested in the African villages, Rwanda.
Right.
That's what blew me away, because I remember the movie Hotel Rwanda and how they try to frame that was a schism politically between some tribal wars when really it was mind-controlled people hacking up normal people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, brother. I'm glad you highlighted that. That's a great call. Anything else?
All right. I just wanted to, you know, what I've been doing, what my family's been doing. We've been getting in shape physically, just like the brother John that called.
Exactly.
Hitting the gym. I'm up to about, well, my wife and I are averaging roughly between 6 to 10 miles on a bike every time we ride. Just trying to get in shape, physical shape.
Hey, it's time. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yes, sir.
Guess what? I'm checking things out. I'm looking around, and people that ain't exercising, getting themselves together, you're not gonna be able to get out of harm's way. A lot of people are they're actually getting fattened up like turkeys for what's coming. And guess what? You should at least be able to carry your own weight.
Yes, sir.
For at least a couple of minutes to get out of harm's way to help other people. You can't be sitting there and when you can't even get up and run 10 steps. Okay, because you have a problem carrying your own weight. It's time.
Yes,
and brother, I see these other nations. I see them out there jogging and running. They're in the gym early in the morning, even older people walking. And I'm like, listen, someone is preparing for something. And we're sitting around and just getting fat and plump and all that. It's like, listen, it's on you. It's on you.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
guess
sir.
What? I said it, brother. I'm going to put you on hold. Brothers and sisters, we only get one of these. And I'm not saying how to present ourselves to have an attraction from someone else. I'm talking, do we love ourselves to understand you only get one of these? This is your package. The Most High gave you this package. And for us not to take care, and I don't want to call it lazy because I know it's not just lazy. Gluttony is a spirit. It's that thing where I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow, but the sandwiches are still there. Doesn't matter what tomorrow is. Guess what? I'm going to work out tomorrow. And you'll say, well, no, I'm not going to work out tomorrow. But what comes constant? That burger. I'm going to tell you right now, the burger is still there. That's what's going on tomorrow. So we have to cut back. You have to make yourself some shakes a little bit. I'm sitting there. I told the brother to write me out a plan, and I'm doing the plan. Every morning when I get up and every plan, the brother came here an hour and a half to put me on some type of strict regimen with all the other things I have to do. And I'm like, you know what? The Most High only gave me one temple. And with all the knowledge and understanding that the Most High bestowed upon this church, how can I neglect my own temple when this is all the... I don't get another one of these. The same thing with you, brothers and sisters. Y'all have to think about it. When it all break loose, will you be able not just to get out of harm's way, to help others around you get out of harm's way? Think about it. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, I love myself and I love, but let me tell you, you wouldn't allow your body to be bogged down like that. And sometimes it could be depression. We go through things, that's understandable, but we have to get out of that rut. This is a war. And the first thing, what happens when you join the military, they're preparing you for war. The first thing, they get up in the morning, get that body together. Okay, get it together. We can't use you, you know. We can't use you, you know, being too much on the girth side. You have to really, you know, and I know people say, I'm big boned. Listen, let's get out of all that. Let's exercise. It's your temple. Use this Bible to consume the word. Watch what we eat and begin to work it out. And sometimes we can't do it alone. Get someone to work with you. Two is better than one. Tanika, you're live, Tanika.
Hi, Elders. Thank you so much for the message that you guys are bringing. I want to thank you from the Most High. And let's get together and start celebrating being a traditional family. I'm a beautiful black woman married to a handsome black man.
Oh, sugar now.
I know, right? I know, right? Thank
I'm messing
you.
With you.
And what I've had to start doing for myself is praying more and self-healing. I've actually been vegetarian for about 6 months now. I'm doing my best trying to take care of this temple. I've been blessed with only one. Like you mentioned, that's all we have. Yeah. And I definitely want to say to family out there, please, please take care of your temple. Please get off their pills of poison. And please, please, and I pray for my sisters and brothers with the Most High, all just please, family, don't take this Jim Jones juice, please. I beg of you. And brothers, family that's listening, be safe.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sister. Sister Tanika in the house. Let's do it. I'm glad. Nuclear family, that's what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's see here. We got Iman. We're going to go with Iman real quick. Let's go.
Shalom, Elder Carr. Shalom, Elder Lawyer.
Shalom. You're live. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Doing good like a Hebrew shit. Elder Carr, today, when you showed that video, it's something that I've been wanting to share with you. And I just want to send it to you on an email or send it to Elder Lawyer. And it's the pattern for the nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic field. The application came out in 2001, and it go into detail how they would use computer screens, monitors, that pulsate at a certain frequency, and they've been studied that, and they know that they can manipulate your nervous system by using these imaginary waves. And so when you
make sure
the
you
video,
send that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's the best email to send it to, Elder Crow?
Send it to GatheringIsOne, the link, GatheringIsOne@AOL.com. It'll get to me.
Okay. And I put in
number
the subject line, in the subject line, I put nervous system manipulation. And you should get that. I'll pray to the Most High, and just to stay on point with what you said, one of the things that I've been doing since the pandemic is just eating better, spending more time with my family, with my wife and my four kids, and teaching them the ways, and making sure that we stay on point. Anytime they show any of those Baltic commercials and all that stuff that's trying to mind control you, and we just shut that down. We turn that volume off. We don't even listen to that. And teaching them how to plant seeds and grow a few crops and identify herbs.
Praise the Most High.
Thank you, Elder Carr. Thank you, Elder Lloyd, for y'all time. All praise to the Most High. Sure.
Well, thank you, brother.
You're welcome, sir.
Bless you. And another thing I wanted to put out there, I wholeheartedly reject Juneteenth. They can take that back to the death and rip that crap up. Who cares about Juneteenth? No, I don't hear about it. Another Democratic ploy to make black people believe they're thinking about us.
Mm-hmm.
No, take that crap. Okay? I don't want to hear about no holy days outside of the Bible. 9 times out of 10, Juneteenth, that day, there was some freaks doing something in Rome that same day, you know, thousands of years ago. And they'll link that in as some freak party with the rainbow and say, hey, this is for the slaves. No, thank you. No, thank you. All right? The only script that we need when giving us something, descendants of slaves, the Judites who built this country, you would have to first start, that's right, with the monetary resources when it comes to funding the state of Israel. Because we're Israelites. Knowingly or unknowingly, we're the children of Israel in exile. So the beginning place to start, if there's any financial aid that's going there, we need to start talking about that as some level of restitution for the slaves who suffered a genocide here in America. That's where you start. Take your holiday. We don't want your holiday. The only holy days, the Most High has given us our holy days back. Okay? Okay? No. And guess what? I respect Dr. Martin Luther King, and I understand why they put a day, have a day for him. And guess what? But I put it this way. We would have rather had Martin Luther King alive. How about that? How about that? We would have rather had him alive. Not no day where y'all can actually push y'all agendas as if y'all cared about him. But yet you martyred him. So it's time for our people to say, listen, no more of that crap. I don't want no holiday. At the end of the day, it's another day where you're giving people who've enslaved our people, the corporations, a paid day off. On top of that, the barbecues and all that we have to set up for Juneteenth, we have to go to the Arabs, we have to go to the Asians, we have to go to the other races of people to get the products to celebrate Juneteenth. No, thank you. Virginia has a comment.
Yes, hello.
Bless you.
Bless you. Yes, I have a comment. Yes, I want to comment on the video and what's going on today. The first thing Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 24 is see that we be not deceived. He told us in John 10:10, he said, the thief does not come except to kill, to steal, and destroy. We have to understand that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We're wrestling with principalities and things that are not of this world, wickedness in heavenly places. That is what we're dealing with today. And according to Revelations chapter 18, and he also told us, he said, I heard another voice that comes from heaven that's saying, come from among her, my people, lest you share in her sins and receive her plagues. We got to come from among them and be separated.
You're right. That's it, sister?
That's what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, sister. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
All right, bless you. All right, we have a call, has a comment, 909.
Hello, Elder, how you doing?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya.
Yes, I was waiting to say that. I'm kind of nervous and all, but I just wanted to call in and just to show my appreciation to you brothers, man. I'm from Southern California, L.A. I'm 40. I grew up in when they, you know, pushed the drugs and all that. My parents were, you know, got hooked on drugs and stuff like that. And then I moved into foster homes, group homes, and things like that. And when I was 14, I always told my friends that, like, something was going on and stuff like that. And people always kind of, like, you know, told me I was thinking too much or, you know, always, like, put me down. So I kind of put it back. I joined the church. I felt real good. I didn't I had a question. I'm sorry about this, everybody. I just think it's a good testimony, and I just want to put it out there. But
Focus. I know you're nervous.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
And I went to the church, and I just wasn't feeling good. You know, like the young lady said earlier, like she went to the gathering church, and like she just felt the love from like everybody, and that is just something I'm looking for because I didn't feel that when I went to the Christian church. I was glad that I found it coming from where that I came from, and I always like told myself like I feel kind of like Moses, you know, because everybody I went to junior high school with is in debt or in jail or struggling in some way. So I was thankful that me and my brother was taking out that situation. So I'm at this church, and then I just, you know, fell into a depression. And I'm telling everybody about my depression. I didn't have that love there. I just turned to God, and then I found you guys, man. And I'm just very thankful for you guys because now, you know, like I was speaking of exercising, I've been running and stuff trying to keep myself right. Because it does work for the mind. It does clear the mind. It really does. But I was running, and I was listening to the message, and you had the two brothers, the Hebrew rappers on there, and I just love their story, how they were, like, just telling you how they, how you just helped them, like, to become men, like real men, you know? So I'm just thankful for you and what you guys got going on because I found myself, like I said, I'm 40 now. And it's better late than never. I found myself, and, you know, I have two baby girls, and, you know, everything that's going on right now, you know, we're just trying to, like, stay positive, and I'm looking for a place of fellowship out here in Southern California and just hoping you guys can bless me so I can keep this going because I truly feel blessed and I feel the Most High is definitely going to use me, and I only feel that way because I've been running. And he talks to me, man, when I'm running, like I just feel it. When I'm listening, I run like 5 miles, and I listen to you, and I just, my days go great, man, like through the Most High. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm just
thankful
for you, brother.
No problem. I'm going to give you a number. Let me see. Carl, I'm going to give you a number to Elder Iraq from California and link you with the body there, okay?
All right, sweet. I appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
And,
you did good. You got it.
And I just thank you, man. I just thank you, man. They jacking us, man. I was almost part of what they got going on, you know.
I'm sorry, but I got to get to the next call. Carl, I got to get to the next call. All right. All
right,
but all right, we won't call you, okay?
You. All right,
for sure. And he's talking about better late than never. 40, brother, you're about to hit your stride. Believe me. I'll tell you right now, I mean, when you hit 40, there's something that happens there. Like, man, I wish I'd have had this brain at 20.
Mm.
But anyway, 8813 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
You're live. Talk to us, Alberto.
Yes, sir. Shalom. Good to hear you, sir. All bless, all praise to the Most High for this. I want to just comment on what you had asked about how we started doing this before that became, before it came to this pandemic. Well, sir, I got my life together almost pretty much on a forced situation. I had a lot of problems with my stomach, so I ended up finding the Levitical law and finding out the truth about what we're supposed to eat. And through that, I found GOCC. And just along with my physical body, I also got my spiritual body hooked together. So for the last 4 years, I've been in the academy, and I will never stop because it's my lifeline. And I'm just so glad that I found you guys because the Most High led me there because everything else was closed. All the doors closed behind me. And the only door he had was the truth, the Bible. I always was a person that wanted to know what the Bible said, but the Christian church were always giving me their philosophy, and that irritated me so much that I bounced to church to church to church until I found GOCC and the truth. This set me free, sir. I am now, I'm healthy. I don't have my Crohn's disease. The Lord healed me from that because I eat the proper food. I've come to the point where I used to take flu shots all the time, and now I don't take any of that because my mind and my spirit is in tune with what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm just so blessed to be here. I've got myself property. I'm trying to get a garden going, and I'm just, like I said, this has been the best thing in my life, and I've been waiting all my life for this, sir, and I want to thank you and Elder Loya and you, Elder Rikar Shiar, for just serving the Most High, because and you serving him, I'm able to reach out to many people already, and that's...
Amen.
That's,
each one teach yes. one, man. I'm glad to have you amongst the body, brother. I can't
Thank
wait
you,
we Zion.
To be here.
I can't wait till we sit in Zion together, my brother. We'll be there.
Come on.
Bless
come
you.
On. Thank you. Have a blessing.
Now, if you heard his testimony, brothers and sisters, the majority of the illnesses that we are exhibiting in our communities is because our parents ignorantly didn't know any better, taking us to the doctor's office to get experimented on, when it, as they claim, to give us something to prevent us from getting some disease. That's what the majority of the illnesses, we were strong in slavery without modern medicine. Now we're weaker with it. Mm-hmm. So put two and two together. When he talk about Crohn's, all of this, these things are autoimmune deficiencies where something gets in your body, your body's like, what the Hades is that? And begin to attack your body, organs and all that, to preserve itself, to preserve the body. So they found a way to give you hyper immunity, because the Bible, the body is saying, whoa, what's this foreign stuff in me? And automatically that caused an autoimmune deficiency that they begin to call these different lavish names. And then they'll claim, when you say, well, hold up, we weren't like this before, they'll say, well, that's a rare case. Oh, that's a rare case. That's the explanation. No explanation at all. The magic word is, okay, rare case. I think, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'll accept that. No. There's no such thing as an uncurable disease. The majority of diseases we're fighting were engineered diseases that our parents ignorantly acquiesced to. Okay? Thank you. There you go. I appreciate it. On time. All right. Latrina. So all this stuff we fight in, Crohn's, shingles, asthma, you name it. Acne. That's right, folks. All of that stuff is little forms of mumps and measles that come out and deform our bodies. We get older, and they say, well, during puberty and during that time It's your genetics popping out. Nah. That's that stuff that's in you. Lower forms of pox and all that is acne. And let me tell you, when I was growing up getting haircuts, I used to have this stuff on the back of my head called what? Acne keloiditis. You see those big bumps, be pussy and all that? That stuff is disgusting. And I was running around trying to act cool and all that with a big puff of bumps in the back of my head. Come to find out, that's linked directly to the same stuff that they actually, mumps, all that stuff you get put in you. You know what I did? I'm like, I have to beat this from the inside out. How did I do it? This is how I did it. I started for myself. Now, I'm not a doctor. This is what I did for me. I made sure I sprayed some colloidal silver on it, and I kept oil on it so that it can actually heal and not dry out. And I started taking tablespoons every other day of colloidal silver. I took the colloidal silver, made sure I sprayed some of that colloidal silver on the back, and guess what? They never came back again because I healed myself from the inside with the silver that was attacking the agents in my body. That's what I did for me. All right? Joe Etta. And the doctor looking at it saying, yeah, there's some cream. And let me tell you, when he put the cream on it, I'm like, it started burning, turning red. There's no way you can have a nice haircut and think you cool with a bushy bump on the back of your neck. There's no way to play that off. So I'm like, I got to deal with this. Joe, who's next? Joe Etta.
Hi, Elder. This is JoJo, Sister JoJo from Cleveland. And I just want to say I appreciate you and Elder Ricard and the body so much. At 18, 19 years old, I always prayed to I am that I am. And I wanted my prayers to always go directly to.
I need you to turn off anything in the background. I hear myself.
Turn it off. Okay, I was in another room, but my husband was listening to it in the kitchen, so I guess you could still hear it. Could you turn it all the way down?
All right,
so you can hear yourself? Okay, and I just wanted to know when I was 18, 19 years old, and I always prayed when I read it in the Bible, I am that I am. I want this prayer to go to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this is when I stumbled across you. And I've never been a computer person. I'm 63 years old. I'm computer illiterate, actually. But the Most High made me stumble across you, an Elder Ricard. I'm an elder lawyer. And once I heard it, I knew this is where I should be because I understand the definition of forever. And when he said this would be my name forever, I was like, almost 60 years old, and I was like, oh, my God, I've been doing it right all my life.
Look at that.
And I don't care what I go through, and you gave me the name in Hebrew, Ahaya,
yeah.
Ashar, Ahaya.
That's
and I was always speaking in English, I am that I am. And even though I've been through some changes with GOCC, and it was okay, but I knew this is where I was supposed to be once you brought the name to me in Hebrew because I always spoke it in the Greek.
Okay.
And I'm not going nowhere. And Elder, it's been so much that you have brought across that I have said to people, and you will come back on a Wednesday and say the same thing that I said 2-3 days ago.
That's the spirit.
And I was like, oh, my God, I just said that. You know, I was raised to respect men. I don't buck up against men. I mean, I did at one time when I first came into the church. I'm not going to go into all that because I'm not going to air that out over the air.
Oh, okay.
But as far as me respecting men, this is the way my grandmother and my mother raised me to be. I never bucked up against my husband, none of that. I would just shut down and stay in the woman's place the way she said, the man is the head of your house. He gets the final word. I have always been a woman of submission when it comes to my husband.
Great.
My husband can never say I raised my voice to him. I try to teach the young that. Just shut down because he is the head. I tell this even on my job. The men today actually shut down today when I told them a woman's place. And the girls, the younger women were listening to me too. And they were just like amazed on how I was speaking through, not only with my grandmother, who I knew was a Hebrew, and my mother, who I've never heard buck up against her husband. My mother never bucked up against her husband, and this is the way they taught us. I was raised on a chicken farm. I had an outhouse that we went to, a potbelly stove in the church. I've been tossed to and throw, raised as a Baptist, went to Pentecostal, went to Jehovah's Witness. And when I've heard you guys one night when I was just rolling down the road, bringing me the name, and I was in the Jehovah's Witness church at that time, and you brought what Jehovah meant to me, and I knew I always prayed to I am that I am, and you and Elder Laurier baptized me, and I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Praise the Most High.
I would tell the young women, I tried to get my family into it, but like you say, your family reject you, and I'm okay with that. Because I try to bring it to them, but your family don't want to listen. The young don't want to listen. And it's okay because I know I'm with my family, even though I've been alone a lot in the last couple of years. I'm a baptized member with GOCC,
praise
and that's okay.
Time.
But I love you guys. Elder, like I say, I was speaking on a Sunday or a Saturday or whatever, and you'll come right around, and what I said on that day, you will bring it back on the Wednesday, which gives me confirmation I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Praise the Most High. Thank you, sister. And bless you.
And I love you guys. Keep on doing what you're doing. I'm in the academy, and I'm not going to stop being in the academy because I learned so much, even much more in the academy. I will tell all sisters, especially our young sisters in the church, get into the academy. I will even sponsor a young sister or whatever so they know their place. And we were made for men. Men were made for us. And like you said, submission is power.
Well, thank
you. To know
Sister
that
Joy.
You can just shut down sometimes and
well,
listen to
you,
the man that you chose to be with. And that's
you,
all I wanted to say tonight.
There it is, Joy.
Okay.
Bless you, bless you. There she is. And I like to say this also. I thank the Most High for all of you, all you brothers and sisters who continually support. I mean, guess what? Yeah. There's ups and downs in everything. But I understand when someone says, well, listen, well, I had to come back. There were some issues, whatever the case is. My whole thing is, I'm a prisoner. I don't have the option to say, you know what? I don't want to do this today or tomorrow. I'm a prisoner to the word. Because really, in reality, there's nowhere else to go. Christ even said, listen, the path is slim that only one man can walk it at a time. You can only serve two masters, only two. There's no in-between master. You're either going to serve the Most High in Christ and have some reinforcements with brothers who are like-minded and sisters who are like-minded, or you're going to serve Satan. There's no in-between. So thank you, sister. And I'm glad you're with us. George has a question. And please make sure nothing is playing in the background. We're going to take a few more. George has a question, 917. Hi, George.
Hey, good evening, Elder.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, this is Halle Mariam from the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, and I'm just calling to ask a question there. You regular quote from the Bible saying Matthew 24, And you say like two be in the field, one be taken, one be left behind. So
yep.
that and link up with First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and down. I don't know how that match up. So that's why I'm asking.
George, you know why you don't know how it matches up? I'm gonna tell you why. Because you were taught the false rapture deception theology.
Mm.
That's why.
Yeah, but he was told that when Christ appeared, those for him will be taken with him. But you're saying the righteous will be left behind, according to your word. Yeah, George. Highly.
George, I need you to focus. You have a Bible in front of you.
Yeah, I got the Bible there.
Okay. Go to Matthew 24.
Yes, I remember when on Christ, he talked about the last days. I'm very familiar with that. Yeah,
George,
yeah.
I need George. All due respect. Due respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna need you to focus and don't speak in between, because you're bringing your thoughts based on indoctrination. I know what you're thinking, because I was taught the same thing. I'm going to have Christ teach you. Is that okay? Out of his word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see what Christ
is. Okay. Get yourself a Bible.
It's right in front of me.
Go to Matthew 24.
Yes, Matthew 24. Yeah.
Let me know when you get there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got 7 Matthew 24 here.
Okay. Stick with me, because I know it's a little lag, so I'm going to give it some time in between when I speak so we don't talk over each other.
No.
Start at 37. Read 37.
37 say, but as the day of Noah were, that you're talking about? So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the day that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and giving into marriage and all that. And until Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until. That's what you want me to read, all that?
Brother, keep on reading. Keep on reading.
Yeah.
Don't think.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
All right. Stop right there.
Okay. Yeah, he took them away. I get that.
Now, listen. Who was taken away during the time of Noah?
The wicked was taken away in the flood and be destroyed.
Okay, so the context is going to be the same way when Christ returns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the wicked were the bad ones who were taken away, correct?
Yeah, and be drowned. Yeah.
Oh, they drowned.
Mm-hmm. In the flood, yes.
Okay, now focus with me again. Read the next verse.
Okay.
40.
I read. Okay, 40. 40. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Now wait.
See?
Right there. Wait right
yeah.
there. So the one that was taken away were the wicked ones. The one that was
taken
left.
Away, weird.
No,
taken
no,
away,
no.
weird. But you never mentioned weird.
Then
you always say taken away.
Listen to me.
Yeah,
dead,
help me out. What
gone,
you saying? Dead.
Gone, flood. Destroyed.
No. What I understand.
Yeah.
Sorry, Elder.
Brother, I'm not going back and forth with you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you where Thessalonians comes in. You have flawed theology, and you're fighting with that. You're not fighting with me, because listen to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The people that were taken away in the flood were the bad ones, and it says it's going to be like that when Christ returns. There'll be two ground in the mill, and one shall be taken. The one that's taken are the ones that did wrong. The ones that's left will remain until when Christ come and take them in the air. The one that's left will remain. That's where Thessalonians comes in at. And that's at the last trump. So in order for Christ to take someone in the air that remain, they must be left here. Okay? Get into the class. Get into the class.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Just get into class. Bless you. Bless you.
Yes.
And see, you know why I took my time with him? Because people think they turn it into arguing with us. Right? Because it's easy to say, Elder Ricard Chiar, what he's teaching is off. But what if Christ tell you that as in the days of Noah were, then shall the coming of the Son of Man be, where they were marrying and giving into the marriage until the flood came and took them away. And as it was in the days of Noah, it shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. There'll be two grinding in the field. One will be taken. That means they out of here, the flood, and the other left. The one that remains will meet Christ in the air on his way back. See, but that's flipping what the Jesuits' doctrine teaches. The Jesuit doctrine teaches that Christ is going to come back at the pre-tribulation period, pick up the church, and take them into a cloud before the bad boogeyman comes with the mark of the beast. And that those that are left behind are the bad ones. That's a lie theology that started with the satanic blood-drinking Jesuits. That whole left behind garbage that they were teaching in the 80s and early 90s was straight a reverse of Christ's coming. The devil taught that. But now he's looking at his Bible, all different, ain't you? That's how it was when I started looking at the Bible and realized I was lied to. All right, I'm going to take one more call. You can't fight Christ's words. Which one was taken according to Christ? The evil one. So you're fighting with your programming, and I know that's tough. And wait till I show the original records of the virgin birth this coming Sunday before I go into the secrets of the times. They all knew that Joseph was Christ's father. All the disciples, everyone knew. And Mary was his mother. The Immaculate Conception is actually a new, that's right, it's a new doctrine that came up during our time, a little bit before our time, really, okay? You're talking about the 1600s, 1700s during the time of slavery is when they was cooking up that garbage. It's a Duns-Scott Jesuit doctrine to worship the Queen Mother of Heaven. I'll be going into that this Sunday. And people say, oh, that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. No, that's not, Well, hold up. That can't be. He was of the Spirit. He was of the Spirit. But he walked with flesh. And that flesh came from a seed, the seed of David. Seed is sperma in the Greek. Okay? So I'm going to be breaking that down this coming Sunday before I go into the secrets of the times. Tracy has a comment.
Good evening, Elder. I don't know where to start. Just from what, you know, the last gentleman, his oratory with you. That used to be me a year ago, and I called in. Some type of way the Holy Spirit led me across your channel. You took the time out. You explained Ahiah's real name, I am that I am. You took me through the scriptures, and my life has totally changed. Number one.
Praise the Most High.
I was quote unquote a Christian, going to church on a Sunday until the pandemic happened. Didn't know what to do. Raising a young little boy, God led me to this ministry, to your church, Gathering of Christ Church, Sabbath day. Start working on Saturdays, start worshiping, start listening to you all. We got tested. It was time to make a choice with your children. You kept teaching. You all need to watch over your children. Don't just let them go and go into these institutions. We were tested. All my friends was like, you're not going to get to jail. You don't love your son. You always been a good parent. And it was just like, no, because that's not of God. That's just not it. No pork. We grew up, you just pray over your food. It's okay. Praying, you know, I got in the academy because I was just like, this just don't make sense. I believe in the rapture. But then, like you said, false doctrine, the Holy Spirit removed all of that from calling the Holy Spirit a he. When I tell you God will show himself strong and he has used your ministry, you are elder, lawyer. My cousin, because I was so excited about the ministry, I told my cousin, her and her husband got involved. He is, oh my goodness, he's taking the class. He has gotten his certificate. He took his test. Oh. He sent me the Lord's Prayer in Hebrew today. I mean, they don't want a court. When I tell you, exercise,
body shot.
When I tell you, taking off weave, like, I was that person was like, why is he talking about our hair? Like, who does he think he is, not knowing the layers of deception? And now that I wear my own hair, it's beautiful, but it's just like over time, you put on all these other things that you're not aware of. My son, he listens. So you gave an example that you taught to your son in college, and he was talking about a body count. And my son was like, yes, Mommy, that's it. These girls, they want body counts. They're not like, you know, how you all say women should be. And I say, it's okay. The Most High is sending you the right person at the right time. He's like, that's right. That's what the elders be saying. And then on Friday nights, he's like,
and then, believe me, he don't want those women. He don't want those
and
girls.
He says it. He's like, the elders know that on Friday night, that's Sabbath. So that's where the angels are. Nobody needs to be out because the angels worshiping the Lord on Sabbath. You know, so it's like our lives have totally revolutionary change. So I'm learning to be more patient with other people. And it has started the line of division, because when you've been going to church for so many years and your family, they didn't know any better. And I know God's grace, you know, kept us and got us to this point. But now he knows how pivotal it is not to take the juice. And so you kept teaching about getting close to your family. And I kept saying, okay, how am I going to get out of here? And when the company let me go, you had been teaching on faith, and you was like, it's a muscle. And they were giving me compliments and letting me go. And when I tell you, I was like, that's fine. And so now I have an exit plan to get closer to family, because you keep saying, store up, get ready. Yeah. So when you ask the question tonight, because normally I don't even call in no more. I'm just so grateful. When you ask the question about the satanic mind control, oh, my goodness, it was revolutionary. Yeah. And it's humbling, because I could have been that person who got the jab.
Mm.
But if it had not been for you all being faithful, so I'm just taking away from me, from this, for God to help me to be faithful and let my light shine. And even how you were saying about the head, you were like, sisters, it's okay if you're not married, because my son's father is deceased, my dad is deceased. So those were the people that I would, especially my father, I would depend on him. And he would always say, Tracy, what's real is outside this front door, not on TV. Everything that you were saying. So, and you always say praise to the Most High. So I have a higher on the back of my tag, a higher than Waukesha. I mean, I'm going to learn my Hebrew. My brother-in-law, which my cousin, I call him my sister, he's beating me. Like I told him about the academy, he's just gone ahead. He got everything printed out. It's all organized. He's learned all his Hebrew prayers. The Lord our God, Israel, is one God. So I just wanted to say thank you for you and your family, for all the elders, the wives, everybody who makes it happen. I paid my money at the last minute. When I tell you, you guys are so organized, they had me up and running again with the academy that Sunday morning. Like I had never been to me. So I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys have a spirit of excellence all across the board.
Thank you, sister. We really appreciate it. And thank you for the testimony. And guess what? And I want to put this out there. When we had our initial interaction, we're here to teach. We don't have anyone personal in mind when we're dropping what the Most High have us to drop in Scripture. So, and you said first you found it abrasive, it was offended, you didn't understand. But these are all the transformations that the Most High takes us through. He says we must be tried like gold in the fire. And sometimes what's burning, the infirmities that are burning, is what we held dear as doctrinal truths. We believe that if we put down a belief that was taught, that's compromising who we are as believers. Not at all. That got to be purged too. Only the truth in Christ, the purity in Christ, will stand as that pure gold. And see, and this is what I try. That's why when I was speaking to the brother, I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to have this thing where it's you against me saying, Ricard, Elder Ricard got a doctrine. What did Christ tell you? Now, I don't know what that Ethiopian church, I don't care what church it is. Christ is the church. And if he said it, that's what it is. So you're not going against me. You're going against, if anything, and this is what I understand, sister, and I'm going to place you on hold in a second. I never see people go back to the theologians who lied to them and give them the jousting and debate and back and forth that they give us. I didn't lie to you. God. They did.
I agree. That's true. And then the other thing, like you mentioned with the academy, you can get in so much debt with student loans, and you guys are giving out this information that's so detailed, that's so, you know, you don't give out anything without the precepts. And I know that's what drew me, because I said, well, they keep reading out the Bible, but the way I'm understanding it and the way he's saying, but, you know, and that was the gateway, was the word. But, like, I didn't ever think of it that way, where the word is going to be purified, what we think we know. And I appreciate the Most High burning it off of me. And I'm sure it's more to come. But, you know, even in a generation, I grew up where we used to wear our own hair. But then at some point, I don't know, it did seem more glamorous. And it seemed like when we were raised to be, like, very, you know, plain Jane-ish, that wasn't really what was getting attention. And so we changed from being that which we were and standing on that foundation, and we got, you know, slowly changed into something else where we're purchasing something that God already gave us. So there's so many things I go through.
Sister, that was a deceptive spirit that came in. And it wasn't the men at all. The men had nothing to do with it. That was a deceptive. When someone said plain Jane, that was other women shaming other women by using terms like that so that they can be comfortable because everyone else is doing it. Men never looked at sisters as plain Jane, because we were dealing with sisters when they had bushes and family was together. Before these extensions came, marriages were together. So plain Jane was actually working. They try to shame people. But one thing I liked about the time where if it was your hair, it was your hair. There was no deception at that point where people would deceive themselves into believing, now that I got this, I'm someone else. That didn't exist. Mm. People accepted who they were, even if they weren't. They understood who the pretty girls were or the less than pretty girls or whatever the case is. Everyone wasn't trying to look alike, because why? By them loving and loving who they were, they were able to settle for the right guy based on their appearance. Now, if everyone is trying to look like this one thing, everyone is trying to go for the one guy, and all the other guys are saying, well, what about me? Because now people can glamorize themselves. It was a deception to separate us from our women. It wasn't a thing where a man was telling sisters, you're a plain Jane. You would have got the attention anyway, because men, 9 times out of 10, before your weave, they're looking at your body. That's men.
Right.
Okay. That's men. It was women doing this stuff where women say, well, she's getting attention. Maybe it's because of that. You should have asked the brothers whether or not they wanted it. And it's to a point where they don't care anyway. They're doing it for them. Well, that's okay. But look at where we are. So, sister, that wasn't a thing that men ever wanted. And if men can be honest about it without pushback, men will say, men would tell, will get together, all together and tell women, get rid of it.
I heard that too. And so, you know, and let me tell you, I'm going to be transparent. When I look through all that hair I have, it's ridiculous. You know, it's almost like an idol. So when you go back to the Ten Commandments, it's like, wow, I was an idol worship and not even knowing it. But, you know, that's the other thing, being in the Christian church, and I'm not judging anybody because I used to be there. We really wasn't going over the Ten Commandments. You know, it was just like,
sister, you know what I miss? This is what I miss. And even with brothers, that's why I don't mind. Look, there's gray here. You can see gray over here. I don't mind showing people my gray. I don't mind it because that's showing wisdom. Each gray hair shows something I went through, wisdom that I can bestow on the next generation or within this church in the ministry. But very rare do I see the gray hair grandmother anymore. Where I said, look at my grandmother had gray and two ponytails down. And you know what? It was a distinguished, beautiful look to see that gray hair. Because you know what? That gray had me inquisitive concerning the story she could tell me. I'm like, you know what? She had gone through something. And that gray was a distinguished look. And it seems like as we get older, men and women are ashamed of showing their wisdom. And it's time that we need to break that. It's okay. It's okay. Just because the young girls, let the young girls have their time. You had your time. Okay? They need to see wisdom with gray hair to know that they can grow and not be ashamed to grow in wisdom. And they can only get that. Men cannot show our young girls that. They have to, it can't be the thing where young, older women are competing with the younger girls when they had their time. Show your gray hair. Show them it's okay to grow old gracefully. Okay? I just wanted to put out there, let that gray show. Thank you, sister.
All righty. Thank you. And I'm wearing my natural hair, so the water. I'm still learning my Hebrew, but thank you.
thank you. Because we have to get past the mind control. And that mind control comes with the what? The peer pressure. Okay? It's time for us to go back to the days of old and know that there's nothing wrong with it. Come back to the Almighty, the traditional way. We're losing, forgetting the days of old when we were valued as a righteous, traditional, virtuous people. And that's, and it's not about shaming anyone. It's about, we tried it every other way, and look at us. Look at our nation. We're on literal life support. Let's put down all the crap and come back to the Almighty, because in the wilderness, it's going to be like it is. So we might as well get ourselves as wilderness ready as we can now. Okay? Because when we have shed Babylon and there's no corner store to go to do this and do that and the other, who you are is going to be who you are. And if we don't start really training ourselves for what comes next, you're going to be just thrown out there. There's a lot of crazy stuff out there. You got people out there with fake behinds and this and all that other crap. Can you imagine when there's no doctor to tighten you up?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to think about that. Now, you're out here in the wilderness, and one of your breasts pop, or one of this sagging, and you ain't get your hair together and let oxygen get in your hair so that you can have natural zones, so now you got to deal with whatever's going on there. We need to, right now, we're at a time in which we can fast, get ourselves together, and prep our bodies for what's to come, knowing that there will not be any retail stores to cover us. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Anything else, lawyer, before we go?
No, sir.
We're going. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. The Most High's calling Israel. It's been a wonderful, wonderful program. And I hope that you understand now how to break the satanic mind control. With that, stay prayed up, sin not. We will soon see Zaya. Water.
Yes, sir.
Your mother-in-law, right?
Sir.
She's in the guest room. That's why you had to go.
Yeah, I came over. Yeah.